I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 17th, 2014 to order. That's St. Patrick's Day, I'd like to add. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner is absent, and Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Milner is out of town and excused, and their quorum is present. Welcome to all of you that came tonight. I invite you to join us on our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Westfall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. I have nothing to add tonight, I don't believe. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council, Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we have two committee updates. One is a report from Mr. Sanford on behalf of the Economic Development Subcommittee on the Tier 2 grant application, and then a quick update on for the Community Relations Committee on appointments to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Okay. We'll add those as A and B under 8, so it's 8A and 8B. Any additional items for members of City Council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to also give a quick report, actually two very quick reports, on the two boards that I am on, the Sylvania Historical Village and Sylvania Community Action Team, SCAT.
We'll add those as 8C and 8D, if that's all right with you. Anything else for members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, I will add one additional item. We'll do it as 4A, and that'll be to introduce our new zoning administrator, Tim Burns, sitting right out there, but we'll put that on the agenda as 4A. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on March the 3rd. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the March 3rd, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the March 3rd meeting minutes are approved. Added agenda item 4A is to introduce Tim Burns. And Kevin, why don't you do an introduction as he works in your department?
All right. Tim Burns is in the seats tonight. He just started today. Today was his first day as zoning administrator for the city of Sylvania. He comes to us from the city of Toledo. Was actually in their Parks and Recreation Department there as a, I'm not the exact title, basically supervisor, manager. They change it from managers to directors, to commissioners, and I can never keep up with what their titles are. But he was a manager in the Parks and Recreation Department. Has experience as a builder in the past, and obviously dealt with zoning issues quite a lot during that career, and was on the other side of some of the zoning issues during that part of his career, but has a good understanding of how government works, has a good understanding of dealing with the general public, and just has a good personality, a good demeanor that he brings to us, and really look forward to his employment with us, and I think he's going to be a good addition to the city staff. So, Tim Burns. Get to know him. I'm sure some of you will get to know him more than others. He's a good person and a good addition to the staff. So glad to have him.
Welcome, Tim. You're welcome to come up and say hello. You couldn't have come on at a better time. The snow's melting and there'll be zoning issues coming in, I'm sure. How do you feel about cats?
I'm ready for summer, at least spring. Thank you, what a warm welcome, thank you, Ken, and it's a pleasure to be in front of council, and I appreciate the welcome from everybody. I'm looking forward to putting my time and energy and hopefully hard work that pays off to make our office a better place here in the city. Thank you.
Sounds terrific. Thanks for coming tonight and letting everybody meet you.
Thank you.
With that, let's go on to agenda item five, which is proposed ordinance 12-2014. This is a revision to our codified ordinances, create a new class title for the courtroom officer as law clerk. Mrs. Brining, why don't you explain this one?
Sure. This is, there's been some recent changes to the PERS rules and regulations, and our judges had a law clerk for several years, and this is just creating a position, making her an employee, and setting her rate for that. And the 139.03(d)(6) is amending that section to be consistent with some shift changes that have been implemented by the clerk at the Sylvania Court. Some of the staff is going to 10-hour shifts, which is kind of causing confusion as to how the shift differential would be paid. So this is just clarifying that section, adding the law clerk position, and then changing the class grade of the courtroom security officer. And I would recommend its approval.
These are changes requested by the judge, and we've reviewed them administratively and agree with them. Mr. Lupti.
Yes, and if I could say before I introduce the ordinance, Leslie and I talked about this last week. It's important to know that the shift in differential change, I think, will actually allow us at some point in the future to eliminate some overtime. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So we're actually saving money with that piece. And the first piece, the security officer piece, changes the salary, but it maintains a part-time position, so that again prevents us from having or keeps us from having to go out and hire a full-time officer. So I think both of those are budget positive for the city. So with that said, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 12-2014. Copies have been previously made available to members of council, so I'll read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinance thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.02 to change the class grade of the courtroom officer to create a new class title of law clerk and setting the class grade therefore, and by amending Section 139.03(d)(6) to clarify this provision, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 12-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 12-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 12-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 12-2014 is approved. Agenda item 6 is proposed ordinance 13-2014. This is to accept an easement for public right-of-way purposes adjacent to the new CVS store at King and Sylvania Avenues. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The new addition that will be coming in, which a quick update, they have started doing some of the interior demolition of that building, so work has begun on the site. But this easement that's before you is basically 20 feet of additional right-of-way along Sylvania Avenue and King Roads. Whenever new development comes in, it's routine to ask for an additional 20 feet. It gives us an additional area to be able to do storm sewer work, water line work, you know, what have you. If we have to widen the road, we don't have to go back to that site and purchase right away in the future should that ever need to be done. So that's what this ordinance is, to establish it and accept that highway to utility easement, and we would recommend its approval.
All right. I see that they've erected a sign over at the new CVS announcing that it's going there. Do you have a expected construction schedule from them? You said that they're starting demolition.
Yeah, they'll be, we did receive a schedule today. They'll be actually starting on the actual building, tear down probably later this week, and then moving quickly. I, in all honesty, I did not look at the completion date, so I was more...
Probably 3 months or so, I guess.
On our involvement, so, yeah, it'll be a few months of construction, so...
All right, thank you. Mr. Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 13-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting an easement from CVS 10457 Ohio LLC for highway and utility purposes, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 13-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 13-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 13-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 13-2014 is approved. Agenda item 7 is proposed ordinance 14-2014. This is to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to the codified ordinances. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an annual ordinance that we receive from Walter Drain. They prepare our replacement pages for any changes that we've made throughout the prior year and any changes to our code that need to be made based on action taken by the state legislature. And this just formally adopts them and incorporates them into our code. And I would recommend its approval and adoption.
Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 14-2014. All members of councils having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. An ordinance to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to the codified ordinances, to repeal ordinances in conflict therewith, to publish the enactment of new matter, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 14-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 14-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 14-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 14-2014 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8, committee reports. We have 4 added items here. 8A is a report from the Economic Development Subcommittee. You were going to allow Mr. Sanford to do this? You want
right.
To introduce him?
Yeah, I will. Mr. Sanford presided over a meeting at 5 o'clock today of a number of downtown business owners who are interested in participating in the Tier 2 grant program. I thought it might be helpful for Bill to give the council a little bit of an update.
Thank you, Mr. Lukey. Tonight, Paul Tepanek was here from Pogemar Design, who we've hired to help us with this application. We've gotten 14 properties that are interested in this grant. That's pretty good. Tonight we went over some of the details and the follow-up and again talk about the process that we need to apply to the county in a couple weeks to give them an overview of what we're applying for and what we'd be including in our grant. And then if it passes on to the with their approval, then in June we'd have the full application that would have to be submitted. At that time, the county's officials have agreed to come out and hear our proposal and visit the properties, and we'll make arrangements for that probably in April after we formally apply. And we need to finalize what city project will be part of this grant. We've got a lot of different options to look at. We've talked a lot about our parking lots and improvements and additions, the railroad crossing, walkways that we talked about throughout our downtown, and other parking options will all be considered to come up with the, and again, how the exact number will we'll have to go through each of the individual grants to see how much would go of the monies to the individual properties, and then the balance that we could put toward a city project. And I'll just keep everybody posted as we're, when we're submitting here for the county as far as the next step.
Bill, you said you had 14 local businesses here. Do they seem pretty firm that they want to submit their grants after listening to the requirements?
Again, they were not all present. Most of them were. A lot of questions still. We are going to, and Mark brought this up, I thought it was a good point, share the CRA information, make sure that they all have that information to see how that could work to their benefit with the grant application. So we'll just get, and again, I think right now it's answering questions. I think what the point of clarity was thinking that everything had to be done now, whereas I think the bulk of the work is if you are awarded. So that's what I like. You don't do a lot of work, and then it's for naught if you don't get the grant. So most of the work that would be involved with the bids and so on would happen after the grant. We would be notified in the fall if we would receive the award.
Mr. Mayor, I think that some of the questions from the group had to do with the fact that they are aware, and I think it was underscored, that they need to pay half of the amount of the project, and the grant will pay the other half. I think there was some interest about whether there was some relief that they could get, a further relief toward their half. I think Paul from Pogemeyer pointed out that there were some state tax credits that they might apply for, and maybe even some federal credits. And I think the CRA piece may or may not relate to all of these people, but I think it's worth making them aware of the CRA and making them aware of the process. So I think they seem satisfied with that.
Very good. Questions from other members of council? Mrs. Cappellini.
So, Bill, when you were summarizing, you said you were going to give all the business owners or everybody that applied, put those in front, and then whatever's left over, give it to a city infrastructure project. I'm wondering why we wouldn't prioritize and put the city infrastructure project first.
Well, my understanding that, you know, the strength is of how many properties, like the, they want to approve a lot of different sites. It's more the majority of things that get done, my understanding. So I think if we did 15, I think that's that's a good number. But again, it might be less for, let's say, if it's about 100,000 or whatever, that's still a pretty good chunk that we'd have left to do for a city project.
I guess I was just hoping that we would pick something that would benefit the most people and put that as our top priority.
If, you know, and again, my understanding of the grant, I mean, yeah, then I think you'd see people come in and say, well, we've got a $225,000 city project and a couple properties, then the likelihood wouldn't get funded. You want to get, you know, a balance of the two.
Just to clarify, you either get the whole grant or you don't get the grant. It's not that we're only going to get the private ones first. Either we'll get the whole award right, or none of it.
If we get awarded the grant, we're going to get...
priority really doesn't matter.
Right. But I think, yeah, you would, if you get the grant, then both, it would all be funded. But I think Katie's question was, why couldn't we do more of it toward city project for the property owners? And I don't think that would give us enough, it wouldn't be competitive, I think, in the grant process.
Further questions? Keep us posted on how that develops.
Cool.
Moving on to added agenda item 8B, a report from the Community Relations Committee about your building for your Board of Zoning Appeals appointment. I might point out to council that in today's Toledo Blade, there was a legal ad announcing that board's first meeting in about a year. And what's the date for that meeting? April Fool's Day.
Well,
we may have to change that date because we are short of members.
No, no, I don't. I think we should be able to clear that. This is actually a report from the committee chair because the other committee members don't really have an update on this yet. I think, as you remember, we do have the ability to recommend to council as a committee an appointment for the Board of Zoning Appeals. The deadline for applications was this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And we've received one application, individually Mark Clark. And I thought that it's inappropriate, really, to have any action tonight because no one's really seen the resume, the application. What I'd like to suggest, I guess this is really a referral, is that we schedule a Community Relations Committee meeting at 7 o'clock prior to our next council meeting. We have a 7:15 Parks Committee meeting, and this would give us some time to review the application and make some comment.
There is a 7 o'clock public hearing that night as well on CA 1, 2014.
Okay, I missed that. What's 7:15? And then we also have a Parks thing?
I think that was the last, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, the Parks was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, you're right. Well, okay, how about 6:50? Or 6:45?
Okay.
Does that work? Okay. Sharon, could you notice that then?
This is the Mark Clark who ran for school board?
I don't know, is it?
Yeah.
Mark W. Clark? That's it, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. Moving on to added agenda item 8C. Mrs. Husband, you wanted to give an update on the Sylvania Historical Village.
Well, I'm going to do kind of both of them at the same time.
And 8D then.
I can talk really fast that way. This is a report on the Sylvania Historical Village and on the Sylvania Community Action Team, both boards you appointed me to be a representative of, and I have been doing that. Both boards had four-hour strategic planning sessions led by Ted Long of North Shore Strategies during the last month. Both have, per those sessions, formed committees to move the organizations forward. The Sylvania Historical Village merger with the Society is still a work in progress. The Sylvania Historical Village Board voted unanimously to do so, and we are waiting for the Society to work through it. There will be three reappointments on the board, and I'll give Leslie a copy of this. The terms ending April 30th, 2014 include myself and Kim Cozabile Hess and Mary Kay Solt, the three women, only three women on the board. I've talked to the two ladies and myself. We'd like to continue on the board. They have 3-year terms. We will have three additional openings that will be filled after the merger rather than now, and hopefully include some of the Society people on that. The SCAT organization is moving forward. As you know, we will no longer have our 10-year grant as of the end of September, so we're doing some manipulating of the budget. We have formed a committee to do that. The Budget Review Committee has been looking at that slashing mercilessly, which needs to be done. And we also have formed a development task force with board members and community members, including Mary Westfall and Mark Lukes, who has been so gracious, both of them, in helping with this. And there's some other lady, another gentleman and another lady that are on board too. Yes. Mary Morrison and Matt Shanahan. I think that's it. So it's really wonderful because they have the talent that SCAT doesn't have on their board, and that's what we need. With the addiction crises that are finally getting some attention in the local media, it is a great opportunity for SCAT to talk about its mission of prevention and, of course, our need for funding. I do have a couple of things. One, Mr. Sanford I think, pulled this together. The Wawai are having Sylvania Community Night this Sunday, March 23rd. If you buy tickets and go to the hockey game and use the promotion code Sylvania, SCAT will get a couple bucks for each ticket that's sold, and we would appreciate that if anyone is interested as a reminder in that. The other thing that I'm very excited about that SCAT has done is we have a Town Hall Parent Series that's going to start Wednesday, March 26th. There will be one March 26th, one April 21st, and one May 1st. They are, I think this is amazing, and I hope you agree with me. I'll pass it around so you can all have it, post it wherever you would like. It's a free series. It has, Chris Peterson is going to be the moderator of the first one, which is going to talk about heroin addiction. The second one is Operation Street Smart, and I had the opportunity to see that 2 years ago. I think SCAT has brought it about every other year, and it's an amazing demonstration. It's two gentlemen that come undercover, policemen that come from Columbus, I believe, and they bring all sorts of paraphernalia along with them that parents should see. They just give an enormous amount of information in a very short period of time. They talk really fast, but every parent, every teacher, grandparents included, should be there and see this information so they know when they find some weird thing in their kid's bedroom or in the bathroom or something that they, you know, they know what that's used for and they know to ask questions. The last one is the doctors Brian and Cindy Heflinger, who will also be talking to both of the high schools, I think the week before they come to us on April or May 1st, and their presentation will be for parents that night. They're the parents of the young Ottawa Hills boy who drank and drove into a tree and died. So they are making it their cause to go around. Dad has written a book called Brian Matters, and I haven't read it. I plan to.
I did see them on the morning news. They had made a presentation in Elmwood last night.
I did see that.
Yes, they've been. They were on the Katie Couric show. They've been on the national news. They, you know, they're really, they have a cause, and they want it, and they want to share. And they're going to share with our parents and our community that night and our students earlier, the week before that or a couple weeks before that. We're very fortunate to have people that will step up. And you'll see some more of that or hear some more of that at the first one where the panel with Chris Peterson and we have the fire chief and some other folks that are going to tell some stories and questions will come from the audience that night. So I'm very proud of what Deb Chaney has put together for that town hall series. And now we just need people in the seats because that's what makes it really work. Thank you very much. Did somebody time me?
Thanks for those reports. Very timely. That brings us to the end of our short agenda for this evening. Are there any additional items from members of City Council for conversation at this point? If not, I'd like to bring your attention to a couple things in the informational items. C, I believe you had in your council packets the annual report. You can take a look at that. There's a lot of good information from all the different city departments about their activities through 2013. Also, there was a notice from the Ohio Department of Commerce, Division of Liquor Control, about a change in the liquor licensing review options now. When we come into us in the past, we voted whether or not we wanted to have a hearing in our county seat. That's the local hearing we refer to now. They say that it's going to take a resolution of council to request one of those. And I noticed, Mrs. Brining, that it says every permit is going to expire on June 1st. Is that normal, that they?
Yes.
They annually expire, okay.
Yes, that is typical.
We have not historically reviewed these on an annual basis, I don't think, have we?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like, I read this, and is this a change, the annual expiration of the permit?
Annual expiration? I don't believe so. They do all typically expire around the same time.
Because I know we always consider them, you know, they end up in front of us when there's a transfer or a change.
But I think the change is that, that we'll have to pass a resolution to request the hearing. I think that's the major.
But does this also give us an annual opportunity to object?
Yes.
So, I guess, I mean.
Which I think was part of the amendments that were made to permit the transfers from community, you know, how they loosen those restrictions.
We've had a couple of permits transfer into the city.
Right.
Maybe what will become available to us is a listing of all those permits, and we can put it in the council packets for your consideration.
Yeah.
If indeed that's what gets put together.
Or more importantly, maybe our administration could look at that list and make sure we don't have any issues with any of these. I mean, certainly no one's complaining to me about any of our license holders.
We'll have the chief of police take a look at them.
Because he needs more to do. I know, I don't mean to pile on here, but if there was a facility, if there was a license holder that was a problem.
Right, then we'd have the opportunity.
Some communities do have problem liquor permits.
Right.
But I'm not aware of any, but this will give us a chance to take a look at.
Right. And then we have the opportunity on an annual basis to voice our objections.
Yeah, I think that's, maybe an improvement, you know, an opportunity for us to annually visit this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you need more to do.
Right, but no, if there's one that comes to our attention that's an issue, we can respond.
And we'll see if that still holds tomorrow morning, right?
Are you planning to create a problem liquor in Pennsylvania?
No, Mr. Mayor, but we did wrap this up pretty quick, so there must be some incentive.
Before they run out of green beer?
All right.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn then?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned for 3 weeks until our next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, April the 7th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending. Very nice to meet you, Mr. Burns.